Time again for BT's Beginner Triathlete of the Month podcast. I'm Kevin Patrick. What's not to like about Alabama age grouper Mike Rogelio? He's a guy who has some impressive triathlon credentials, having twice earned the designation of Ironman, and yet he's a guy who once couldn't imagine running 3 miles. He's had his ups and downs, embarrassments, failures, and great successes. Plus, he's a guy with a sense of humor. I asked him to tell us a little bit about his hobby.
I've been doing woodworking, I guess. Oh, wait, you mean triathlon. Just kidding.
Today we hear from Mike about his journey as a triathlete. Mike Rogelio, your Beginner Triathlete of the Month. Mike Rogelio has been involved in endurance sports for more than a dozen years now, but at the outset he couldn't fathom he'd ever be an endurance sports kind of guy. It all started with a challenge from a buddy in a gym.
I was lifting weights with him, and he challenged me to do a 5K. And so I set my goal as to running the whole thing without any walking, and it was a big challenge for me, and I eventually, you know, I did it. You know, it almost killed me, but I ran the whole thing.
That experience opened his mind a bit, making him willing to consider something more.
And I saw a flyer for a Rocket Man Sprint Triathlon, and I had no idea that there was anything short of an Ironman in Kona. I'd never heard of a triathlon other than, you know, the what I'd seen on TV.
And again, he got through it. Pretty soon, what had begun as a single challenge had blossomed into a way of life.
Since that time, then after that, I did that race every year for the next 5 years.
Which opened his mind to the possibility of finishing a half Ironman. Things this time around did not go as planned. He signed up for the Half Iron Gulf Coast Triathlon.
And I trained for that for as hard as I could for 6 or 8 months. And I got down there and wearing a wetsuit, and it kept me bobbing on top of the water like a darn cork. And anyway, I ended up getting sick, seasick. I'm very prone to motion sickness. So I started hurling, and kind of hard to swim when you're throwing up. So ended up having to be dragged ashore, the most humiliating event of my triathlon career. You know, they put me on the little stretcher in the Sea-Doo, and all I wanted to do was get out of the water and stop moving. I was so sick. So that was kind of a crushing defeat, and it just really, really disappointing, and I just can't explain the feeling of defeat. I felt like a failure, and it really, really, really hurt.
But from that defeat, Mike's mind had been opened a little bit more. While the race had gone poorly, the training had given him confidence that he could go long, perhaps as long as a full iron distance event.
That was the year they came out and they announced the new venue for Louisville. So I did I signed up for the my first Ironman in Louisville, and that was a wonderful experience. I trained as hard as I could and got there, and I finished in just under 16 hours, like 15:59 or something like that, 15:57. Had a wonderful time.
And so he signed up for it again, and the results were awesome.
Pretty much trained the same way. I guess I had more of a base going into the training. So anyway, I ended up doing it in 14 and a half. The next year.
But a third consecutive iron was not to be. He signed up in 08 for Louisville, but was weight training with his teenage son and, he thinks, may have tried a bit too hard to impress the boy.
I herniated a disc between my C6 and C7 vertebrae in my neck. So I tried to treat it non-surgically, went on for months in a great deal of pain, couldn't sleep, you know, had to sleep on my side. Just a very painful experience. They tried, gave multiple steroid shots, trying to get it better. It never would heal. Finally, in June, they said we're going to have to do surgery. By about the middle of July, the doctor gave me a clean bill, clean slate. He said you're good to go. You can do any sw- swim, run, bike as much as you want, no restrictions.
And Mike says it's hard to express how much getting back to the sport has meant.
You don't realize how much you love something until it's gone. I mean, it sounds like a cliche, but I've been running for 10, 12 years, and to be able to not run at all is just, it's really hard. Don't know what to do with yourself.
So now he's getting back in the groove and loving it. He's an average guy who accomplishes great things, in part because he doesn't quit, and that in turn inspires others. Mike says he has his medals up at work.
And people come by and they say, oh my gosh, you know what, you did this Ironman? Oh, I can never do that. Yeah, you can. You know, people, their first reaction is, it's overwhelming. When I first started, I was the same way. I was like, Ironman, you got to be kidding me, I can barely run 5K, in a way. Ironman was just, not even, I couldn't even, dream about it, it was so far down the road. But eventually, like I said, you kind of grow into it, you just did a 5K, and then, then I did a marathon, once I did the marathon, it was like, well, okay, endurance, I could survive.
Mike's best piece of advice?
The advice that I actually got from someone on BT years, a couple of years ago was, it's just a race, as far as, doing triathlons and stuff. And he said, it's just a race. It's not like you're storming the beach at Normandy. And I was like, that's right. That's my advice to pass on to people. It's not like you're storming the beach at Normandy. It's just a race. You're out there swimming, biking, running. It's not a life or death situation. It's something to do for fun and fitness and health and however you do is however you do. It doesn't really matter as long as you're participating.
Congratulations to Mike Rahilio, your Beginner Triathlete of the Month. Remember to post your nominations for next month's B-Tier of the Month. Until then, I'm Kevin Patrick.